We are on episode number 70 in A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate. I'm your host, Chris Spade. Stay with us.
Welcome to A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate Podcast, the only place to make you smarter about San Diego real estate. We take a look at what's going on in San Diego. We explore everything from new restaurants, coffee shops, free stuff, and more. Now, here's your host, the man with the best hair in San Diego, top realtor, Chris Spade.
Well, it's Thursday. Good morning, everybody. Chris Spain with A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate. It is sunny. It's going to be humid. It's going to be a hot weekend. So if you're getting out for Pride, make sure lots of water, lots of sunscreen. Stay hydrated. We're getting the festivities kicked off today. Super exciting. Press conference with the mayor this morning at 9:30. So I'm going to make this podcast real short and sweet. So yesterday in our office meeting at Keller Williams San Diego Metro, we talked about the real estate market statistics. And we talk about these quite frequently on this podcast, but today I wanted to bring up a couple things very specifically. And that is one thing I saw that was very interesting was that pendings are down for the month of June in San Diego County. So what does that mean? If more properties come to market and the pending that hit the market or the properties that go into pending are down, that means there's more inventory and that's expanding the market. Now, more inventory expanding the market with less pendings on the market typically end up meaning that prices are going to have to correct themselves and come down because now you're competing with many other properties. And keep in mind, we've talked about pricing before. Pricing is so important in this market. If you miss the mark the first time, the buyers are smart. Now, here's the other interesting thing that's happening. Normally in our market center, we have approximately, per month, maybe 4 transactions cancel out of 250 agents in our office. Now, not all those agents have written contracts for this month, but typically we have about 4 that cancel per month. Last month in June, we had 19 cancel. Another sign that a shift is coming. Does it mean that the market's going to fall and collapse? Does it mean that housing prices are going to be crushed like they were in 2008? That's not what I'm thinking is going to happen, but the growth rate of the market is going to slow down. See, a healthy growth rate in the real estate market is between 2 and 4% annually. We know that in some neighborhoods in San Diego County, like North Park, they're going up as much as 50%. You can't sustain a 50% increase very long. It's definitely going to have to correct itself. That's just the way it is. The other thing I found very interesting, the homeownership rate is down to 52% in San Diego County. So what's that mean? That means 48% of the homes that are on the that are owned right now, they are owned by investors. So 48% of San Diego County is owned by investors. That means that when homeownership rates are down, less people are buying. People tend to become a little bit more transitory. And so when you are putting homes on the market, you definitely need to be priced well. It's another example of that because typically most people who own investment properties, you know, they care for them because they want to get decent tenants in there because they don't want the tenants to not pay the rent. On the other hand, though, they're not taking as good of quality care of their income properties as they are of their own personal residence. So you have to keep in mind that if that starts to hit the market, there's going to be a glut of inventory. And with pendings down, that's just going to artificially drive prices down. Now, for a family of 4, this is what was really shocking to me. For a family of 4, the average income is $68,000. Let me let that sink in for a second. $68,000. Family of 4, average income. Okay, that's not a ton of buying power in the city of San Diego, which begs the question of more affordable housing. We need more affordable housing within the city of San Diego, the county of San Diego, for that matter. And so that is one of the other things that is driving prices, which is why most people can't qualify for a home, which is causing you know, the pendings to go down, which is going to eventually cause the home prices to come down. Again, I am not predicting a catastrophic drop in the market. If that happens, I would be extremely shocked that that even happened. However, I am expecting some sort of correction. But here's the thing. This is what I want to get across. If you're purchasing a home today and that home you are planning on living in for at least 10 years, 12 years, you're gonna do fine on that. Even if the market dips, it's gonna go back up. The thing about real estate is it always rebounds. Look what happened in 2008, 2009 when the market crashed. Prices bottomed out. They bottomed out hard. And what did they do? They came back up. By 2013, prices were significantly back up. And now, 2018, 5 years later, prices are significantly up again. The example, I have one of my clients, we're closing escrow on the 30th of this month. She purchased a two-unit property over in North Park University Heights, the 92104 zip code, right there on the edge of the two zip codes. And we closed escrow at 460. We're closing the new escrow at $1.1 million. That is unusual. That does not happen. That's for a two-unit property in University Heights. The reason she ended up getting so much for that property simply was because there's developers that are purchasing up blocks and they're doing redevelopment. That's the other thing. Redevelopment is another option. So there's redevelopment opportunities all over where you can take land and make infill projects. And we need more of those. But depending on the finishes and fixtures in those properties, you're talking about anywhere from a $50,000 to $200,000 difference in the prices. So it's really interesting what's happening right now because we're in a very different time. You know, the reason why the last real estate market crashed, it was because of the bad loans, the subprime loans, subprime mortgages. We don't have that right now. But it's interesting. It's interesting what's going to happen and how it's going to happen. I do think, though, it's going to be global. I think that we are going to be heading into a recession. And I think part of that is because of the tariffs the current administration is putting on. Just the other day, more tariffs on Chinese imports, you know, and then the Chinese are going to hit us back with tariffs for goods going into their country. So it's becoming a tit for tat right now. And so that is going to cause something. And is it going to have a direct effect on real estate prices? Well, yes, it is, because there's steel tariffs from Canada. So there's tariffs, you know, all around us right now. So I think that there's going to be some sort of global recession. I'm not playing politics or playing one side, but what I am simply telling you is watch for those things as well. Renters, they are paying exorbitantly through the nose. Two bedroom, about $2,800 a month in San Diego County. Come on, that's like a mortgage payment. Remember, your rent can't go up. Or excuse me, your rent can go up. Your rent can go up, and typically it's about 10% a year, but your mortgage payment will never go up. So if you're purchasing or you're renting and you're paying $2,800 a month, you might as well shift that into a mortgage payment where you're going to be paying less than sometimes what you're paying for rent. So you really need to consider that, especially when the median income or the average income is $68,000. That's not much for San Diego County. If you have any questions about what's going on in the real estate market, please reach out to me at 619-818-2992 or on the web at alwayssunnynsd.com. Also, please, if you have any real estate questions, please bring them to me. Tweet me at thechrisspade or text me 619-818-2992. I'd be happy to turn these into a podcast and perhaps bring you on. I hope that you have a great day, everyone. Like I said, I'm going to go to a press conference with the mayor here in about an hour. So we'll be talking about that a little bit tomorrow as we kick off into the Pride weekend. Hopefully you all are having a great day. Be good to each other and make it a great buying and selling day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate with Chris Spade. If you like our show and want more, check us out on iTunes. While you're there, leave us a review. See you next time.